Hello, my magnificent Great Dane humans. And all you glorious giants listening in. Welcome back to Dane's Delight, the podcast where we sniff out the truths of life as a colossal canine. I'm your host, Yeti, a majestic, albeit occasionally clumsy, Great Dane, and today, we're diving snout first into a topic that hits close to home for many of us, especially me, being a Great Dane, and the mysterious case of chicken allergies. Yes, chicken. That universally beloved, clucky delight that my humans often grill up and sometimes, a tiny, acceptable piece falls from the counter. But for some of us, that innocent bird can be a real troublemaker. And let me tell you, as a Dane who's lived through it, it's no picnic. Or rather, it's a picnic where I can't have any of the tasty chicken. Which, for a Dane, is a tragedy of epic proportions. But with our impressive size comes a few unique considerations. We're prone to things like bloat, a scary word that means our stomachs can twist, and it's a big no-no. Our joints work extra hard, supporting all this magnificent musculature. And, it seems, sometimes our immune systems have their own big opinions about what should and shouldn't enter our colossal bodies. Which brings me to the dreaded A-word, allergies. Humans often think of allergies as sneezing or itchy eyes. And sure, some dogs get those from pollen or dust, just like my human sneezes when the dandelions bloom. But for us dogs, especially big breeds like Danes, allergies often show up on our skin, or, well, in our tummies. My humans used to joke that I was a walking science experiment with all my little quirks. And then the chicken thing started. You see, a food allergy isn't just me being a picky eater. Trust me, I am not picky. If it smells good, I want it. A food allergy means my immune system, the clever little guards inside my body, has decided that a certain ingredient is an enemy. And when that ingredient enters my system, those guards go into full battle mode, causing all sorts of uncomfortable reactions. For some dogs, it's beef. For others, it's dairy. For a surprising number of us, including yours truly, it's chicken. Yes, that humble, innocent bird. Who knew? My story began subtly. At first, I was just a bit itchier than usual. A scratch here, a scratch there. Nothing too concerning. My humans just thought I was shedding my luxurious short coat. But then it became relentless. I'd scratch my ears until they were red. I'd lick my paws until they were raw and soggy, black. My tummy would rumble with sounds that would rival a thunderstorm, and let's just say my potty breaks became a bit more urgent and less solid. It wasn't delightful. Not delightful at all. My humans, being the wonderfully attentive people they are, noticed. They tried giving me special shampoos, thinking it was due to environmental factors. They checked for fleas, though they never found any. They started vacuuming 3 times a day because they thought it might be dust. Bless their cotton socks, they were trying. But I was still miserable. I just wanted to scratch and lick and scratch some more. It got to the point where even my favorite belly rubs weren't enough to distract me from the itch. That's how you know it's serious, folks. When a Dane prioritizes scratching over belly rubs. Eventually, my humans made the wise decision to haul my enormous self to the vet. The vet, a very kind lady who always gives me head scratches, listened patiently to my human's tale of woe. She examined my red ears, my irritated paws, and even listened to my grumpy tummy. And then, she suggested the dreaded, but ultimately life-saving, elimination diet. Oh, the elimination diet. Imagine, if you will, a world where all your favorite snacks suddenly vanish. Where your kibble, once a symphony of flavors, becomes bland. For weeks, maybe even months, my humans had to feed me only a very specific, novel protein source. We tried venison and potatoes at first. And let me tell you, when you're used to the rich aroma of chicken and everything, venison is an adjustment. Every treat, every fallen crumb, every rogue piece of kibble from my doggy friends was strictly forbidden. My humans became like food detectives, scrutinizing every label, turning down gifts of dog biscuits from well-meaning friends. It was a rigorous, challenging time for all of us. I think they might have cried a little when they read chicken meal on a bag of something they thought was safe. But through it all, something miraculous happened. My itching subsided. My paws healed. My ears cleared up. And my tummy? It stopped rumbling like a distant war zone. My humans were overjoyed. And then came the moment of truth, the reintroduction. Slowly, carefully, they tried reintroducing ingredients one by one. And the moment that little bit of chicken entered my system again, asterisk poof. Asterisk the itch came back. The licking started. The rumbling returned. The mystery was solved. It was chicken all along. That unassuming fowl, my arch nemesis. So, what's a chicken allergic Great Dane to do? Well, my humans have become absolute experts in navigating the chicken-free world. And let me share some of their wisdom, and my own experiences, with you. Read every single label, this is the big one. Chicken isn't just chicken. It's chicken meal, chicken fat, chicken broth, hydrolyzed chicken protein. It's everywhere. In kibble, in treats, in dental chews, sometimes even in medications. My humans now carry a magnifying glass and a suspicious glare when shopping for my food. They say it's like being a super spy, but for dog food. Embrace novel proteins. While chicken might be out, there's a whole world of delicious proteins. I've enjoyed salmon, lamb, duck, venison, and even rabbit. Some of these have become my new favorites. My humans found that rotating these can keep things exciting for my palate and also ensure I get a good range of nutrients. Treats are tricky, but not impossible. Most standard dog treats are chicken-based. But there are excellent chicken-free options out there. My humans often buy single-ingredient treats like dehydrated sweet potato or salmon skins. Sometimes, they even bake me homemade treats with pumpkin and oats. Those are the best. Communicate, communicate, communicate. If I go to a doggy daycare, or have a pet sitter, or even visit friends, my humans make sure everyone knows, and oh chicken for Yeti. They've even made little cards to give to people, just in case. It's so important that everyone in my life understands my dietary needs. A well-meaning friend giving me a chicken-flavored biscuit can set us back weeks. Be prepared for accidental exposure. Sometimes, despite everyone's best efforts, a little chicken can sneak into my system. Maybe a friend didn't realize, or a tiny crumb fell from the table. When this happens, my humans are quick to give me a special soothing bath and a prescribed medication to calm the allergic reaction. It's a temporary setback, but knowing how to manage it makes all the difference. Since going chicken-free, I feel like a brand new Dane. My coat is shiny, my ears are clean, my paws are healthy, and my tummy rumbles only when it's time for dinner, a good rumble, a hungry rumble. My energy is back, and I can focus on important Great Dane things. Like guarding the couch from imaginary intruders, and perfectly timing my head nudges for maximum petting attention. So, for all you magnificent Great Dane owners out there, if your big buddy is scratching, licking, or having tummy troubles, here are my top tips, courtesy of Yeti the Great Dane. Be observant, you know your Dane best. Notice any changes in their scratching, licking, skin condition, or bathroom habits. Don't hesitate to visit the vet. They are the professionals, the wisest humans with all the fancy diagnostic tools. They can rule out other issues and guide you through the process. Patience with the elimination diet, it's tough. It's boring. It might make your Dane look at you with the most judgmental eyes you've ever seen. But it's the gold standard for identifying food allergies. Stick with it. Become a label detective, learn to read those ingredient lists like a pro. Chicken hides in many forms. Embrace new foods. There are so many fantastic chicken-free dog food brands and recipes out there. Your Dane might discover a new favorite protein. Advocate for your Dane. Be their voice. Educate friends, family, and pet care providers about their dietary needs. Remember, managing a food allergy is a journey, not a destination. but with a little effort and a lot of love, your Great Dane can live a happy, healthy, and itch-free life. And trust me, us Danes are worth every single effort. We give the best cuddles, the biggest laughs, and our love is as endless as our drool. Well, my dear listeners, that's all the chicken-free wisdom I have for you today. I hope this episode of Dane's Delight has given you some food for thought, the right kind of food, of course. Understanding and managing food allergies is a huge step towards ensuring your giant companion thrives. Thank you for joining me, Yeti, on this insightful journey. If you enjoyed hearing my colossal thoughts on life, allergies, and the joy of being a Great Dane, please subscribe, leave a review, and share Dane's Delight with other giant dog lovers. And hey, if your Dane has an allergy story or a fantastic chicken-free recipe, I'd love to hear about it. You can find us wagging our tails on social media. Until next time, keep those gentle giants happy, healthy, and most importantly, scratch-free. This is Yeti, signing off, and probably going to beg for a salmon treat.